inquire. Judges, are we ready? Timekeeper, are we ready? Could we get the doors closed? And I now present to you senior contestant number two. Eminence Archbishop Joseph, Reverend Clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
We live in a materialistic society that has lost the essence of life and idolizes the media instead of God. This may sound like a cliche, but we are all lost sheep and prodigal sons of God that are trying to find their way back to Him. Jesus once said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This means we need to know Jesus Christ and have a personal relationship with Him in order to get to heaven. Our perception of the last judgment is a scale that our good and bad works will be weighed on, and if the good outweighs the bad, we enter heaven. We are mistaken, because the point of life is not to only do good works in order to get to heaven, but is to serve and show compassion towards others. Our actions should reflect our faith and our relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to take action into our faith, just as the Apostle John calls us to do in Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of his prophecy. In fact, God sent us the perfect tool to guide us throughout our obligations. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, which is a passage called the Judgment of Works. Matthew writes that God will separate the good from the bad according to how we serve others, no matter who they are or where they come from, because at the end they are in the image of God. What Jesus calls us to do is to love and serve unconditionally. He will test us throughout our lives and send people our way. How many times have you walked by a homeless person and ignored him? If you knew that person was Jesus, would you have done the same thing? Jesus, in that passage, identifies with the poor and commands us to serve others just as we would serve him. At some point during his life, Jesus was hungry, thirsty, naked, sick, imprisoned, and a stranger. This means that he identifies with all kinds of suffering and commands us to take action into these people's lives. Because on Judgment Day, I want to be viewed as a sheep and not as a goat. But in order for that to happen, I will have to put others before me and put my needs aside. When we clothe a naked person or feed a hungry man, this shouldn't be a one-time thing. This is a lifetime commitment. In life, it is not my responsibility to only care for my needs, but for the needs of the people around me. Whether it is for my friend or my enemy, because God calls us to love one another just as he loves us. Serving others is not at our convenience, but at the person we're serving's convenience. Therefore, we would be serving unconditionally and spreading our love among the people that need it the most. This past year, I've had the privilege and the awesome opportunity to attend a YES trip in Los Angeles. This experience opened my eyes in seeing a whole new, different world that I have never truly seen. I have always heard about the Skid Row area, but never really had the opportunity to go and see it. I was shocked at the reality these people were living in. One of the activities that we were doing were to go and buy lunch for a homeless person and sit and have a conversation and meet each other. But when one of our leaders explained this mission by, you can go to the homeless person and give him money, and you can walk, and they could do whatever they want with it, and they could just continue on with their lives. But the real thing that we were supposed to do is go sit with them, have a conversation with them, and meet them personally. But so the idea of meeting them and buying what they want and dining with them makes it much more personal than simply just giving them the money. The whole point of that activity was to invest the time into making that one person happy and leaving them feeling special. That person exemplifies Christ because he was made in his image. That example is a simple way of showing how our daily life should be. And serving others does not mean going to Skid Row every day and serving. But what it truly means is our world is full of broken people in need, and they are around us every day. But we need to realize that and acknowledge that they are right there, right next to us. We need to put our earthly pleasures aside and invest our time and our love into a complete stranger, maybe, or even the person you don't like. But the reality is that we don't, because sometimes it's uncomfortable to do so. Gandhi once said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." This quote just breaks my heart because it shows the road that we are going on. If we continue with this lifestyle, we are on a road of self-destruction and distancing ourselves from what God truly calls us to do, which is love one another. We are all very confused with what our life should be. We need a wake-up call. And for me, Gandhi's quote did so. It was so perfect because it makes me want to strive to be a better person and work on myself to be a better Christian. And it all starts with me. Because if I'm on fire for the Lord, then the person next to me will be on fire for the Lord, and the person next to me will catch that fire, and so on. We need to be the light in the darkness of our world. And that consists of just being ourselves, but while keeping our devotion to God and our church. We need to be true followers of God and be willing to lay our lives for Him. God promised us a good life, but He definitely did not promise an easy one. And serving others is not easy, but is very much rewarding. Therefore, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, let us all be true followers of Jesus Christ, by picking up our cross and following Him, and serving others unconditionally by merging our works and our faith together. Thank you.